There's a growing hunger crisis across southern Africa, brought on by an extreme drought that's devastating farmers and the food supply. Allie Rogan has more.
A sweeping drought has devastated southern Africa, forcing Zimbabwe's president to declare a state of national disaster. It is the third country to do so in recent months, joining Malawi and Zambia. The El Nino-induced drought has scorched crops and left millions hungry in the region. Zimbabwe was once an agricultural powerhouse that exported grain to surrounding countries. But over the last two decades, it's been heavily dependent on aid agencies for food to survive.
Our food situation is difficult. We only eat once a day because we have nothing in the fields, not a single grain. Everything has dried up in the drought. We also have problems with sourcing water.
But as aid groups face budget cuts and broaden their operation to other conflicts, the crisis in southern Africa is expected to worsen. Tendai Marima is a freelance journalist based in Zimbabwe and joins me now. Tendai, thank you so much for being here. We just mentioned some of the top-line weather conditions that are contributing to low crop yield, but let's talk a little more in depth about the factors that are playing into these conditions being so bad in southern Africa right now.
The situation that is affecting southern Africa has to do with the late rainfalls that came. Normally in a season, the rain would begin in about October or November and right up until April. But what we saw this year was that the rains were delayed and they only came very late in December. And it was just like patches of rain. And then after that, we had some very dry months. And this is when Zambia declared that there had been a national disaster because over 50% of the planted crops had failed. And for sure, a lot of harvests across different countries have been devastated.
Do experts agree that El Nino, the weather pattern that is global, is driving these cycles that we're seeing? And if so, why does it seem to be affecting southern Africa so intensely at this moment?
I think with southern Africa, from what climate scientists tell us, is that it'll be 2 years of the El Nino phenomenon and then 1 year possibly of the La Nina phenomenon, which is a situation where there's too much rain. And this is what we've seen happening over the past few years. In 2019, we had cyclones that were affecting Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe, and South Africa. And from that, a total of 1,000 people died because of those extreme floods. And now what we're seeing is that we've come again to a drought period. This is the El Nino part. And what they're anticipating is that there won't be much rain, and the lean season is likely to last well into 2024. So from about September 2025 is when people can possibly hope that there might be change, but it's uncertain at this stage.
An incredibly long amount of time. We mentioned that Zimbabwe and the surrounding countries were at one point regional breadbaskets, and now we're heavily dependent on aid to combat the suffering of civilians in situations like this. Can you just tell us about how stark that reversal of fortunes has been over the past couple decades?
It's been incredible to witness because I remember as a child growing up, I think one of the worst droughts that Zimbabwe experienced was in about 1992. I was still quite young then, but I do remember, you know, there being food handouts and things, but the country was able to recover. But when we got into the 2000s with all the other political things that happened in the country, and also because most of the commercial farms, the large commercial farms that used to produce a lot of food for domestic consumption and also for export, these were white-owned farms, and these were taken over during the land reform period, that it left the country without the farming resources and without the financial resources to be able to continue farming effectively. Whereas other countries in the region, they may have things to buffer, or at least plans in place to buffer themselves from the shocks of the drought. But for a country like Zimbabwe, it's in a dire state, and the situation is very severe because at least 2.7 million people are facing hunger.
In terms of some of the contemporary domestic issues that are playing out in Zimbabwe, in March, the government forcibly removed American aid workers from USAID. The president is also under U.S. sanctions right now for corruption and human rights abuses. How do those issues affect aid workers' ability to help civilians right now?
It casts a dark cloud over the level of support that USAID will be able to provide to the country. You know, security has heightened around food distributions. Another concern is possibly with the delivery of food aid, right? Because things such as cooking oil, because it's a fortified kind of cooking oil that USAID distributes to communities. Things such as that, also the cornmeal that USAID distributes, things have to be shipped. And it takes about 6 weeks for WFP and USAID to be able to get food into the country. So if there are all these sort of tensions, it raises questions, how much longer will it take, given the situation that there is suspicion from the state over the role that USAID is playing in the country? Although they have stated that their intentions are purely humanitarian and it is the largest donor to Zimbabwe, the government still has its suspicions. So, you know, it raises a lot of questions to say who will suffer if this suspicion then delays what is meant to be for the people.
Tendai Marima, freelance journalist based in Zimbabwe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.